I walked in the door to grab a latte. I paid $10, heard Ariana Grande. But then I saw him and his big dog. I felt my knees weak, here came the brain fog. And though I'm not gay, you make me feel that way. I hope it never ends, my new Starbucks boyfriend. All my toes curl, all the feels come. My world of gold, you are my shining sun. We love to talk sports and swim in pools. You like the patio, I like the bar stools. And we spill tea and we throw shade. The other tables might think we're gay. I don't really care, I hope it never ends. You're my best Starbucks boyfriend. And though we're still straight, you make me feel a certain way. I hope it never ends, my new Starbucks boyfriend. And though I'm not gay, you make me feel that way. I hope it never ends, my new Starbucks boyfriend. And though I'm not gay, you make me feel a way. I hope it never ends, my new Starbucks boyfriend.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
We say piggy fronting because I can imagine a ghost like full balls deep into Teresa's hair. But it reminded me that a while ago I collected a video, as I do when I'm trolling on the internet sometimes. I'll collect videos and put them in a folder. And we never got to it. Two of my favorite people in the world, Dr. Ahmed something or other and Teresa Caputo, got together for a one-time special appearance where Dr. Oz really tried to debunk that Teresa had the abilities to be
like
psychic.
The Dr. Oz?
The Dr. Okay. Oz. Who is now Secretary of State or something? I'm not sure. He's something.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. I wanted to share a story about Disney. I'm dragging it out, so I keep mining for little nuggets about my trip to Disney.
Yeah.
So we don't get it all in one show and turn off the three listeners that we have currently.
Little crumbles.
Yeah, tidbits. Yeah, I'm going to lead a trail so that I can go, when I go back to Disney next time, I'll remember all the shitty things about it. So when we went to Disney, I don't think I've told this story. Tell me if you've heard it. I might have told you, but maybe I didn't. Okay, let me just tell it, and then you tell me. Stop me if I've already told this on air, because sometimes I don't remember. I can't remember a thousand episodes worth of content.
We've talked about.
Actually, unbelievably, the one thing that stands clear in my mind a lot of times in a fog of confusion, children, and mass chaos is when I listen to an episode of The Commercial Break, I can almost remember verbatim what I'm about to say next.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy. It's like my brain is making a movie that's there for, like, I can pull it.
Yeah.
So when I listen to episode 4, 5, or 6 or 40 or whatever it is, I can remember what I said in the moment. Like when we're talking, I can remember the next thing I said. It's a little bit weird. It's a little bit unnerving sometimes how good my brain is at recalling that. Yet the really important stuff in my life, like my anniversary, children's birthdays, taxes, all that stuff, I can't remember for the life of me.
I know.
But a dick joke comes back to me so clearly.
And then there's all the years before we even started the podcast that we were just doing the same thing that we're doing now, telling
yes,
each
true.
Other stories.
Yes, and I don't remember any of that. Well, alcohol was involved.
There's a reason.
Maybe a tasty teener here or there. Hey, D. Hey, D. I go to Disney, and I am, as I explain, when you're in Disney, then Instagram serves you up Disney content.
Right.
Because it knows you're on the property. So it serves you up. Yeah, it's very evil in that way. But I know the game. I'm not stupid. And I'm okay with it. Serve me up the Disney. Let me be in the Disney bubble while I'm in the Disney bubble. So here we are at this resort inside of the property. And up comes a reel from an account I have been following for a very long time. I don't want to name the account because I don't want to shame anybody here on air. But let me explain the account a little bit. The account is from a number of people who sometimes may or may not have trouble getting on certain rides for certain reason. They are not 100% able to be fitting in a ride. Let's put it that way. And that's the whole point of the account. The whole point of the account is if you are like me, can you fit in a ride? What can you eat? Where can you go? The things that you can do in Disney World mm-hmm. that are comfortable for you with this certain body type. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I'm trying to be as ginger as I can here. Okay. And it's a number of people that share the same account. It's like a group of people that are doing this content. It's become very popular online. As you can imagine, they get they have their fair share of people that love them.
Yeah,
they have their fair
imagine.
Share of people that do not care for them, that are just mean to them. I have never been one of those people that
I'm
has
sure
been mean
it's
to
useful.
Them. It can be. Sure. There are, it seems to be. To a lot of people, mm-hmm. because in the comment section, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of comments sometimes saying, thank you for that. I appreciate it. You're great. You're doing this, whatever. Okay. So I have come to know these people because I see their content online. I've come to understand that there are other people out there in the world who are relying on this information for their future trips to Disney World. And so good for them. Congratulations. You found your niche. There are riches and niches. There it is. And you've amassed a following. I wouldn't call myself a super fan of this content because it doesn't always relate to me, but I find it interesting in some ways sometimes. And so I am there in my Disney resort at night and I am flipping through the Instagram. I'm doom scrolling as I often do in my weird algorithm and up pops a reel from this particular account. And I recognize immediately that in this reel, they are not only at Disney World in this moment, or they seem to be, but they are in the resort, the specific hotel that I am staying at. And I recognize that they are probably staying in the building right next to me because I know the resort that well. There are identifying characteristics about this particular reel that they did that lead me to believe they are right here with us right now. Cool. Whatever, right?
Yeah.
So it's at some point in one of the afternoons, here is how we did it. We said, let's go in the morning. Let's shake all the willies out until we can shake our willies no more, until the kids are absolutely at their wits' end, about to die, falling asleep, melting down, sunburned and hot and hungry and hangry and all that stuff. Let's get them back to the hotel, cool them down for a couple of hours, maybe splash in the pool, and we'll go back at night when the temperature is a little bit more reasonable.
That's a good plan.
And hope that we can get a couple extra hours out of kids that normally go to bed pretty early. And that worked for the most part. So here we are at our resort on one of these afternoons. We come back, but the youngest of the brood can be a real fuss nut sometimes. She's got the most personality, and that personality can flip on a dime. If you have multiple children, then you know the last one is often the one that tests you the most. She does, but she's also the cutest of the group at times. She can be the cutest.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a meltdown, total meltdown. She will not take a nap. She is not laying down. She has nothing to do with it. But we know, because we know her so well, that she is in absolute meltdown mode because she needs a nap.
Yes.
That's the only thing that she needs is sleep, but she will not recognize that. She wants anything but sleep.
Yeah.
Of course they do. They're fighting it to the last.
No.
That's what they do. So in cases like this, sometimes you have to pull the emergency cord, and the emergency cord in her case, as has been most of my children, and parents will recognize this, is a ride in a stroller or a ride in a car.
Uh-huh.
Just get them moving. When they're moving, they'll fuss, but they'll start to calm down because there are new sights and sounds, and then eventually it just all fades away and they fall asleep.
Oh, the car usually happens like that.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
But this one, sometimes you can't even get her into the car.
Oh,
she becomes
wow.
wild. She'll like kick and scream and yell, and she doesn't want to be in the car. But the stroller, she's usually game for because that means we're
okay.
going somewhere and we're doing something. So I say to Astrid, I got it. Let me put her in the stroller, and away we go. So we go in the stroller, and we're going from building to building. And this resort is very spread out. There's lots of walkways and pools and characters and things you can look at. And so we're going from building to building and pathway to pathway, in and out, in and out. And the hot fucking Florida sun just melting me, and my bones are at 180 degrees. It's just miserable. But I just keep walking and praying that at some point she falls asleep. But she does not. She's awake.
She's really fighting it.
Yeah. So I turn the corner on one of these pathways, and there's a bunch of benches along the pathways, trees and shade and all this. And on one of the benches, in what I think is like a smoking area, there's like a couple of bunch of benches sitting there. I see one of the people who creates content on this page on Instagram. So I'm right. They're here, and there's one of them. And I think, creator to creator,
yeah.
fellow creator to fellow creator, let me say hello and just say, hey, I follow you. And,
yeah,
you know,
that's a nice thing.
Congratulations on your success. I'm feeling generous of spirit and generous of heart because it's Disney and that's what you do. So as I'm approaching, it's like my little radar. I have a little computer in my head and I'm looking up and down and seeing and making sure and coordinating and triangulating. Yes, that's the person that I think it is. And I stop and I say, excuse me, are you one of the creators on la 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 at la 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 la? To which they reply, yes, but I only say hello to fans during fan interaction events. And I go, oh, well, I don't know if I would consider myself a fan. And they go, well, either way, I only interact during fan interaction events. And I thought to myself, well haven't we put the crown on our heads?
Yes.
You fussy little fuck. And I said, okay, I was just going to congratulate you on all the success, but I guess I won't. And I'm certainly not attending a fan interaction event after this fan interaction.
Right.
To which they replied, thank you. Bye. And I was like, oh, okay. All righty, Rudy, Mrs. Snooty.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, hoity-toity, Ellaboidy. I mean, who the fuck died and made you queen? You're not that big of a deal. You really aren't. You aren't Kim Kardashian, or Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise. You're a person who makes content online, and you have found some success doing that. And I have been following you for a number of years and have watched as your success has grown. And I thought it was a nice thing to do. To stop and say congratulations on all your success. I'm not a fan, quote unquote, and I'm not here to fanboy, ask for your autograph, steal any of your precious fucking time. All I'm doing is saying, hey, congrats on all the success. But they couldn't take a compliment. They couldn't even wait to shut me down.
Huh.
And I mean, they shut me down quick. And I think to myself, after this interaction, which is very weird, a little rough around the edges, and I just moved on. Like, I just moved on. Okay, whatever. No skin off my back. It's not like I'm meeting my hero. It's just someone I see online.
Oh, right. And you've got the baby, too.
And I've got the baby, who luckily at that point was already like halfway asleep.
Yeah.
You know, halfway asleep. She wasn't as fussy as she had been, or twirly-whirly. But the next 15 minutes putting the baby fully to sleep gave me the opportunity to get me
thinking. You're thinking about it. It's running through your head.
It was running through my head. And I thought to myself, let me never be the asshole. Let me never be the asshole who denies someone the opportunity to tell me thank you for whatever it is I have done for them, or congratulations, or I saw you online and I liked this, or maybe even I saw you online. I don't care if you like it or not. Let me never be that asshole. And if I ever have an interaction with anybody that's listening to this show or sees us online or whatever it is that's anywhere close to that, it's time to pack it up and go home, because that is the epitome of entitlement and just shittiness. I mean, absolute shittiness.
Yeah.
To someone you made the assumption was...
Were they like, alone?
Yes.
Okay.
They
so
were.
It wasn't like they were with the family and
no.
you were interrupting or anything.
No.
I wonder
sitting
if they just,
on a
I
bench.
Wonder if they just had a really shitty day at Disney.
Listen, I can understand that Disney is hard for anybody. It's hard. It's a lot of stuff going on.
It's a lot.
Not a relaxing vacation. It is a go, go, go. Every moment is consumed. People are pushing and shoving and walking in front of you.
Hot,
being rude, and you got to switch hotel rooms, and my ticket doesn't work, and I had a fast pass for this, and all that other bullshit. I get it. I've done it so many times I can't even count. However,
yeah,
you got to rev down. Yeah, you got to rev down a little bit. Like, I understand. Maybe you don't want to get mauled by people. But I don't imagine that's kind of the kind of creators these people are. I can imagine they get stopped. I bet they do a lot. Get stopped and, hey, thank you for the content. You helped me out. Thank God. You know, whatever it is. But I'm not like, I wasn't asking for an autograph. I didn't have a plushie with her name, you know, like her face on it asking for an autograph. I was just there to, I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And what I got was complete rudeness. I mean, absolutely disgustingly rude. And it really...
It's their loss.
It really just shined a light on the things that I don't want to be. You know, we had... we spoke to Chelsea Lynn, also known as Tammy, a couple of days ago. You'll hear that interview coming up shortly.
Great.
She was fantastic. And overnight successes are never overnight. And I'm not claiming we're a success. I'm not claiming anybody would even know who we were, because we haven't had a lot of fan interactions at all. I think I can count 2, 3, something like that. 4, I don't know, people who have ever recognized any of us outside in the real world. But we were asking her what it was like to be like, you know, go from zero to hero in just a relatively short amount of time. She said it happened very slowly for me. You know, I had a couple fans here, a couple fans there. And then during the pandemic, it blew up a little bit. She said, but I had that 7 years of kind of no notoriety whatsoever to get used to like build into it, to slowly get there. And she seemed very grateful for all of it. It seemed like she was very humbled by the experience, and that I didn't see an air of snootiness about any of this or entitlement about any of this. But you make some videos about Disney World, and now you're going to treat everybody like you're fucking, I don't know. Who's a notorious pain in the ass? Who's a celebrity who's a notorious pain in the ass?
Well.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know. Who's that guy? Ari?
Yeah, from Entourage.
Entourage? I've heard he's an asshole.
I've heard that.
I wouldn't know, or maybe I would, but, you know, I've heard he's a douchebag. Mariah Carey, I've heard, can be a real pain in the ass. Who's the person who they said don't look at them on set? Like, you can't, isn't that Ellen? You couldn't look Ellen in the eye or something?
No, it can't have been.
Well, remember when all that drama came out that she was treating everybody like shit on her show? Is it raining outside?
Oh, it's thundering and raining like crazy.
It is?
Yes.
Oh,
I heard it.
I didn't even recognize her in the middle of torrential downpour here, because everybody's in the middle of a torrential downpour. But I hear Ellen was, remember that whole expose? The reason why she's off air is because people came out and said she's a real nightmare to work with. And that don't look her in the eye. That kind of shit, I just don't understand.
No.
I don't get it. No matter what. I have a friend, let's call it a friend, who was on set with J-Lo.
Oh,
and J-Lo's security had to meet with this friend on set, worked in the movie business, had to meet with his friend on set to discuss security protocols around J-Lo. Fair enough. When you get to that level of fame.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I get that. I understand protection. I understand wanting to make sure that everyone's safe, including your family. But then apparently there were like some weird requests, like you can't look J-Lo in the eye, don't say hello. I mean, just like weird ass shit. It's so strange to me. It's so inhuman and disconnected from anything that I would believe.
Yeah, it does seem foreign.
And it made
most celebrities that I have met, or even musicians that I've met, have been extremely nice and graceful. So I hope that it's more of the exception than the rule.
I We were just talking about this a day or two ago. I met with, spoke with, interacted with Mark Cuban, probably one of the most famous billionaires that lives today, at least in the United States of America. And he couldn't have been more human than, I mean, he was just
and
a dude.
Nicer.
And nicer.
Until you've emailed him.
Until I've emailed him into irritation. Somebody texted
about that. He originally
was
really nice.
Yeah. Somebody texted about that. And they were like, listen, Brian, I get it. You like to talk for a living, and I understand. But if I was ever friends with Mark Cuban, the last thing I would want to do is irritate him about anything. I can't help myself.
I know.
Yeah.
It's cute.
The thing is, if you meet me, it's unlikely I'm going to say I only interact with you during a fan interaction. It's more likely that I'll just email you into irritation and submission. I'll probably want to hang out with you for the rest of the day. I'll be like, hey, what you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
You
want to, hey, I was just chilling here.
I need somebody to talk to. Astrid won't listen to me anymore. You want to take a seat? No, you got actual friends and family? Okay. Can I follow you with your friends and family? I might be the opposite of that girl. I might actually just hang out with you for the rest of the day. If I ever get there, let me be the first to hang it out.
I'll give you a love tap.
Give me a love tap and I'll turn off the sign and we'll all go home forever. And okay, I'll put this out there. Could have been a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Could have had a scary interaction with a fan.
Could have, yeah.
Could have had multiple scary interactions with a fan. Could have been that all the hate that they get online, they just have a rule amongst themselves. We only do this when we only meet people when there's security around to check out the good, the bad, and the ugly. I don't know. Could be at that level.
I want to know more about these fan interaction events.
I know. What's a fan interaction event? You like charge people to come and say hello to you?
Comic-Con?
I guess.
That's the only.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They do like a day. I think they do like a day where everyone meets up in Disney and they all go around.
Oh, okay.
Figuring out if they can ride rides together. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about it because I don't.
Because you're not a fan.
I'm not. I see their reels, and if I see one, I stop. Number one, it's Disney. I'm interested. Number two, the content in and of itself is interesting. It's not something that I have to worry about, but it's something lots of people who go to Disney have to worry about. And so I find it interesting. Oh, you know, can you get on that ride? Can you go to that restaurant? Can you be in that particular mode of transportation? Is it made for you?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are lots of people at Disney and all around the country and world who are concerned with that kind of stuff. So they are serving a purpose. They are.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They're doing it on behalf of other people so that they can save themselves some time, some energy, effort, money, and I imagine embarrassment, right? And so I think in that sense, it's good. It's good content. Let it be. So, yeah, but, you know, okay. Let's take it on faith that maybe they were having a bad day or had a bad fan quote unquote interaction. Maybe they had some haters that were driving them a little bit crazy and they needed to put some rules and parameters around it. But
not to say thank you.
Not to say thank you. Is that thunder?
That's thunder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to take a break and take these earphones off of our heads so that we don't get electrocuted in the process of making this episode. And then we'll be back when it's all over.
You'll make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some really heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hi, cats and kittens. Rachel here. Do you ever get the urge to speak endlessly into the void, like Brian? Well, I've got just the place for you to do that. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Feel free to call and yell all you want. Tell Brian I need a raise. Compliment Chrissy's innate ability to put up with all his shenanigans. Or tell us a little story. The juicier, the better, by the way. We love to hear your voice because Lord knows we're done listening to ourselves. Also, give us a follow on your favorite socials at The Commercial Break on Insta, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And for those of you who like to watch, that came out wrong. We put all the episodes out on video, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and tcbpodcast.com for all the info on the show, your free sticker, or just to see how pretty we look. Okay, I gotta go now. I've got a date with my dog. No, seriously, Axel needs food. Today is pork chop day.
Okay, couple exciting things in the works that I want to let the listeners know about. We mentioned this earlier this week, but I'll follow through on it. TCB Plus Minus, Chrissy and I's streaming platform idea from 2020 that we wrote in the book and we never really got to, may come to fruition in this sense. Chrissy and I are going to, sometime in the next, let's call it month and a half, we are going to do a special two-parter episode. Looks like it might be about 3 hours long. Two-parter episode where Chrissy and I review a movie in its entirety as we watch the movie together. All of us will be doing this on streaming, and then we'll put it out as special episodes on YouTube and on the audio platform. That movie is a movie made, produced, written, and starred in by one of our favorite fucknut preachers, Kenneth Copeland. It's his first movie, actually, and it's a Western. And it is so fucking funny. It's 2 hours, 10 minutes long.
Just thinking about it.
I've only watched about 20 minutes of this movie, and it is so crazy and funny that there's no way this is not going to be the best 3 hours of our lives. TCB Plus Minus is coming to a screen or your earballs soon enough. Stay tuned. We'll give you exact dates and times. It's likely going to be on a weekday at some point. And we're going to stream it live, and then we'll put it out as an audio too. We want you to be a part of that. There is no cost. We're not like, you don't have to sign up for anything or any. We just want you to be aware that that's out there. Also, it appears that after 5 years of being a podcast and after 350,000 pitches for the same merch ideas, we have finally found a merch partner that is worthy of our attention, if you don't mind, Chrissy. That they're not using AI to generate bad logos and stick them on shitty t-shirts that will fall apart the first wash. A quality, solid merch company, and we have gotten some really good design mock-ups in conjunction.
Yeah, I like
with
them a lot.
Our friends at Odyssey and Astrid and everybody who's Juliet, everybody who's been working on it. It appears our very first merch drop will happen sometime in August. Limited edition merch. It'll only be on sale for about two and a half weeks. You get it, you don't, and then you'll have to wait till the next merch drop, which looks like it will likely be the 12 days of TCB will be the next merch drop. So stay tuned. Get your credit cards ready. Save up your money. Put the toll booth change in a bag and get it ready.
$19.95 plus $19.99
shipping and handling. Probably more like $39.95 plus $19.95 shipping and handling. But get your save your money. Get it ready because we are going to do our official first merch drop, and we are looking to sell at least. We're looking to sell out on this first go, and we're making at least two hats the first run. So both of you have to buy a hat. That's what I'm saying. Both of you, both listeners have to buy a hat. Okay, here we go. In preparation for our TCB Plus Minus, in preparation for our very first merch drop, we were coming up with ideas for merch, and something that came up that is always coming up with when we're talking about merch or stickers is Teresa Caputo and how we take the likeness of Teresa Caputo, her hair, something, and put it into merch. Piggy fronting, of course, is probably one of the more, I'd say, recognizable sayings that we have around here. Piggy fronting is, of course, Teresa's way. She used to say piggybacking, that one ghost would piggyback onto another one.
Yeah.
And they'd go dancing through the room, indicating how they were murdered or whatever.
We say
piggy fronting because I can imagine a ghost like full balls deep into Teresa's hair. But it reminded me that a while ago, I collected a video, as I do when I'm trolling on the internet. Sometimes I'll collect videos and put them in a folder, and we never got to it. Two of my favorite people in the world, Dr. Ahmed something or other and Teresa Caputo, got together for a one-time special appearance where Dr. Oz really tried to debunk that Teresa had the abilities to be
like
psychic.
The Dr. Oz?
The Dr. Okay. Oz, who is now... Secretary of State or something? I'm not sure. He's something.
Is he Surgeon General?
This guy is the biggest snake oil medicine salesperson. He sells dick pills. I mean, this guy is a crackpot. He really is. I think any doctor that really wants to be a television star, like Dr. Phil, Dr. Ra, they should all be taken with a grain of salt because something's wrong with them. They have something's wrong with their brain. Anybody who wants to be famous, something's wrong with our heads. It's the truth. You wouldn't take medical advice from Brian, would you? Don't take it from doctor. Just because he went to school longer than I did or he went to school at all doesn't mean that he knows more than I do. But Dr. Mehmet Oz and Teresa Caputo got together, skeptic versus psychic, they wanted to know.
Really?
If these psychic abilities she had were real or not. And so he kind of put her to the test. In an hour-long episode, special episode of the Dr. Mehmet Oz show. So I've downloaded it. This is probably going to be a two-parter, maybe even a three-parter episode. So here we go. Let's get started on a Friday for you here on the commercial break. It is Teresa Caputo on the Dr. Oz show. I think in its entirety, unless we just get bored and turn it off. So let's see. I don't want to make any promises because there's only so much Dr. Mehmet Oz that I can take. But we'll start it off here.
Today on Dr. Oz, Long Island medium Teresa Caputo has a gift for communicating with the dead. But
there have been critics accusing you.
I love that intro
but.
Voice. Yeah. Long Island comedian. Long Island comedian Teresa Caputo has a knack for making people laugh. But now, because of Dr. Oz, things got serious.
Being a fraud. What do you have to say to them?
See for yourself when Teresa shows you why millions turn to her for hope.
I just got the goosebumps. Did you just get the chills?
Oh. Plus, the three things you should eat to live a longer, healthier.
Okay, we'll get to that later.
Your life.
Yeah, three things. Up next, just three.
Yeah, just three.
A Dr. Oz.
All right, let's get to Dr. Oz.
His TLC reality show, Long Island Medium, Teresa Caputo captivates audiences with her self-proclaimed gift for communicating with the dead. But there are some critics who question her legitimacy. Today, Teresa's here to show us why millions look to her for help. Please welcome Teresa Caputo.
Dr. Oz, if you were a real doctor, an actual scientist, you would say that there is absolutely zero proof that psychics can communicate with the dead. Hi, thank you. Thank you.
Here she comes.
Here's my helmet. It enters the room a couple feet before I do. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to see you. Thank you so much.
I've always loved Teresa's hair. I don't know. How long does it take to make?
It's like, it's just one, two, three.
Got it better.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
It's lots of practice, I'm sure.
It's because it's hiding. A series of devices that let her know, mm-hmm. I know it, I know it, I know it. And recently, she's gotten a new hairstyle. It's more choppy changey. It's
yeah.
less big bouffant, more choppy changey. But I know, and we all know, somewhere in that head or somewhere on her body is a series of devices that let her know from behind the curtain.
Yeah, I think it's like a hair piece. Almost.
I think it's a hairpiece. And here's what I imagine. There are little like pulsating somethings or others.
Mm-hmm.
So right means yes, left means no, front means maybe, back means, you know, the Braves are winning. I don't know. Something
yeah.
like that. I don't know. But that's what I imagine because no person in their right mind, no human being in their right mind chooses to have their hair like that. That's just a ridiculous, crazy haircut.
And it just
haircut.
Looks too thick. You can't
yeah.
even see through.
That's right.
It.
Yeah. No one has hair like that.
Mm-hmm.
No one.
The media can be tough sometimes.
Oh, sure.
It's difficult questions. And there have
sure.
been.
Yeah, let's softball Teresa Caputo,
yeah.
Mehmet.
Some local critics accusing you of being a fraud. What do you have to say?
Local critics? I think they're pretty unlocal. I think they're all around the world.
Yeah.
I don't say anything. I feel everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I have a beautiful and amazing gift that helps people. And I just don't focus on the negative.
I love how they put the words on the bottom, like the little flair. It says, Teresa Caputo sets the record straight.
Yeah, she's setting it straight.
Yes. Let's hear about the bullshit straight from the bullshit artist.
That's all.
There's been reports of this. Teresa has these live tours where she actually does readings.
Yeah.
And there have been reports that you've canceled that tour. And even your fans, not just the critics, your fans say maybe it's because of the controversy.
Absolutely. Now, well, that just shows you how accurate that information is, because I am literally on tour right now, touring all over the country, and I'm going back out on tour in June as well. Yeah.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
It's remarkable.
Remarkable. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you for setting the record straight on that.
Do you think this gift you have, a lot of folks don't really understand how it came about.
Right.
Whether they might have it. I'd love to hear your story of how you first figured out that you felt things differently.
Well, I was about 15 years old, and I was hanging out with my mother. And this lady walked in, and she had a nice purse. And I said, watch, Mom, I'm going to get $15 out of this lady. And I said, looks like you have a ghost hanging out behind your head. Have you ever known a dead person?
Always felt that since I was a child. I always felt different. I used to say that to my mom at the age of four. I used to say, I don't feel right. I don't feel like I belong. And I thought what was going on in my brain was going on in everybody else's brain. And
well, then why would you feel different?
Once I found out that it was.
Yeah, then why did you feel different? Yeah. That's a good question, Chrissy. Chrissy points out something very interesting. She just said she always felt different, but she always felt like she was just like everybody else.
And I just trusted it and embraced it. And here I am.
Here you are.
Healing hearts.
So I was curious about how
healing
your mind
hearts.
Works.
Healing hearts. He's so full of shit.
Some of you may remember this. Last year, I asked a leading brain expert to take a look at what's happening to Teresa's brain when she says she's
a leading brain expert.
Communicating with the dead. I want you to take a look at this very carefully.
Yeah, let's take a look very carefully.
Can science detect the spirit at work? That was the question we tried to answer with our first of its kind experiment. With the help of
first of its kind
leading brain.
You don't think this has been done before?
Exactly.
No,
this is the first.
You don't think they've ever put a psychic in an MRI machine? Yeah. Come on, Dr. Oz.
Researcher Dr. Daniel Amen. We hooked up Teresa to a QEEG to scan her brain in its normal state.
He is a renowned brain.
He is a renowned brain.
Researcher.
Yeah, we should call it like we see it.
He's just researching what she thinks she's doing.
Yeah, and I remember the results of this because I think we talked about this years ago on the show. And the results are that her brain goes into some meditative state. Mm-hmm. And my belief is it goes into some meditative state because she's full of fucking shit. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like a pathological liar believing their own bullshit. She has to keep a straight face.
And when she read our audience for messages from the other side.
<She's> got, that's the best haircut we've ever seen Teresa with. She's got a full brain cap on.
She does.
I love it.
Allow the messages to come to you. And when they do, raise your finger.
She's going at it already.
Anyway. Raise your finger.
Come here.
Hello. It's me. Spirit.
For the results.
Do I have a choice at this point?
What we discovered was that when Teresa was channeling, there was a dramatic shift in her brain activity.
Oh my goodness.
She went from almost all full of shit to totally full of shit.
What we see is the alpha waves go down, actually her frontal lobes go down significantly, and it activated both of her temporal lobes. So there's just some evidence now that it is, in fact, a brain phenomenon.
It's a brain phenomenon. Hold on 1 second here. Let's back this up with some actual science. Just give me 1 second. Bear with me, audience, while we get through this together. What is the temporal lobes in your brain responsible for? ? Because now we want to know because what they're not doing is giving you a clarity on what those are responsible for. Auditory processing, the primary auditory cortex, processing sound and is crucial for hearing and interpreting language, language comprehension, memory formation, emotional regulation, visual recognition, and integration of sensory input. So it dominates language, logic, and detail processing. If someone is lying, would they be using their temporal lobes? ? Yes, if someone is lying, their temporal lobes are most certainly activated and more involved. Here is how they play a role. Memory retrieval, recalling memories in order to distort and manipulate them. Mm-hmm. Language processing, the ability to construct a believable narrative. Auditory monitoring, when lying in conversation, people monitor how their lie sounds and how others are responding.
Yep.
So, there we go. What Dr. Oz and Amen are doing, which is not very cool in my opinion, because the brain guy is really a well-respected brain guy, is they are manipulating the way that we are interpreting these results by not giving you the full color context. The brain doctor certainly knows this, probably said it on the show, but it was cut out of this so that they could get more running room from the people who do believe that they want the people who believe in Teresa Caputo to watch their show and buy their MyPillows.
So what do you conclude from this experiment? Do you think there's something really happening inside Teresa?
Well, I do. I actually watched. You know, there's a lot more that's real than scientists believe that's real.
Oh, my God.
So I must say, Teresa, that little cap you're wearing is quite a fashion statement.
It sure is. It was one of my better hair days, don't you think?
Well, we can all agree on that, Teresa.
So these results, they were stunning to me. Were you surprised by them?
I'd like her to wear the cap and then do the readings.
Do the cold readings, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wasn't. I really wasn't, because I knew there was something going on there, but it was just nice to see that it was validated. You know, and that's what I feel that I'm able to do as a medium. It has never been, Dr. Oz, about me wanting people to believe in mediums. That's not the focus of my gift. I want everyone to know that their loved ones are with them and that they have the ability to connect with their own loved ones, knowing that what they're sensing and feeling is real, that they're not crazy, and they just want us to live a happy life after they're gone. Because what I found out is a lot of people, and this all ties into health, of living a healthy life as well, because if your loved one leaves the physical world, and you're left with burdens and guilt. Should've, could've, would've.
That's why I'm selling my Teresa Caputo Get Rid of the Spirits kale pills to take every morning. For $19.95 plus $19.95 shipping and handling, we'll send you one full box of kale pills every month. These kale pills will get rid of demons and help you connect with your dead loved ones.
Only ifs. That blocks you from healing, which turns into stress, anxiety, and it can snowball into serious health issues. Yeah. And by being able to release that is such a gift.
Which, in which case, you should go see an actual licensed
psychiatrist,
therapist.
Or a therapist.
In some sort, versus spending that same money on going to see her on tour.
Yes, and I want you to notice what Teresa is doing here. She's on Dr. Mehmet Oz's show, where Dr. Mehmet Oz lies to you about the things that are making you healthy. For clicks and for views. But what's really going on is that she is trying to connect this with some kind of health angle, mm-hmm. to get Dr. Oz to buy into her bullshit. She's very manipulative, extraordinarily manipulative.
Because when we were showing that clip, I was drunk.
We've listened to 100 hours of Teresa Caputo, and never once have we heard her talk about the health benefits of her readings.
Yeah.
Over to that section over there.
That's a nice little bonus she threw in there.
Yes, it is.
It's healthy.
Thank you.
And there was a mother energy, and she said to me that my daughter was left with the burden of feeling that she didn't make all the right choices for me. And I want my daughter to know that I knew that she was there. Is that you, ma'am? Can you stand up, please?
Yeah, let's go over there.
Here we go.
You just sensed that while you're watching that
video?
When
I was watching the tape, I heard. But this is what happens. I sense and feel things. I might not necessarily know what it is, but I'm drawn
that
to
is
a certain...
That is such a general statement.
I know.
Does anyone here have a mother?
Does anyone here have a mother?
Okay.
Has anyone here ever had a daughter? Did you ever feel like you made the wrong decisions on behalf of your daughter when it comes to parenting? I just felt it, Chrissy. I felt it right in my left tit as I was standing over here. Someone grabbed me in my left tit. I felt a piggy fronting. If you know what that ever feels like. Have you ever been balls deep?
Mm-hmm.
I know you and Jeff like to get into some freaky shit. I know you do. And that's okay, Chrissy. I felt balls deep here. And that tells me that Jeff's ready for your special lasagna, quote unquote, when you get home.
Aria.
What's your name?
And is that your mom's rings?
Are
those your mom's rings?
Both.
Perfect. So,
and I wore them because I was thinking about my mom. Because it's 43 years.
But that's the thing. That soul bond can never be broken. That when we lose our loved one, the only...
What a generalized statement.
The thing that is broken is that physical connection. And when I was sitting there, I was made to feel that your mom couldn't communicate in the end, that you were left with choices and decisions, and now you're left with those burdens. Did I make the right choices?
General. Everything's open to interpretation, you know?
Chrissy, when you've experienced death in your family, were you left with burdens and decisions that you didn't expect?
Yeah,
do you wish that you could have communicated? Do you wish that your loved one could have communicated more at the end, the things that she wished and desired, or he or whatever?
Yeah.
Of course. That's what death is. Death is an abrupt ending, usually an abrupt ending to someone's life where you're left the loved one with burdens and decisions. She's not saying anything groundbreaking, nor is she being super specific about anything.
I'm proud of me. Did I disappoint my mom? And your mom made me feel the emotion that she wanted you to know that you always made the right choice for her, and that as you told her that it was okay to let go and to leave the physical world, correct?
I stepped on a feeding tube.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Like, what if she killed her?
I know.
Know that she heard you.
Wow.
Your mom also talks about the brother that is also on the other side as well.
I don't.
No. She took a big swing.
Yeah.
Swing. Bada, bada, bada.
Okay, who can connect with the brother?
Who? Oh, who's got a brother?
Who's got a brother?
Who's got a brother?
Forget living, about you.
Living or dead. At this point, living or dead. I just want to get somewhere else. This is what happens in the cold reading. You take a swing, you miss, you move on to the next person. You couldn't just stick with it?
Okay, can you stand up, please? So, unfortunately, your brother is departed?
No, he's here, right here with me. This is Bob.
Yes.
Okay, and you don't know this woman, correct?
No, I just met her.
Perfect. And you never met me before, right?
No. Although we do come
from Pittsfield. What a coincidence. One woman has a mother and one woman has a brother.
This is amazing. I knew it the second that I walked in.
You guys don't know each other, do you?
You don't know each other. You don't know me, do you? Ding, 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 ding. You don't know my producers, do you? Ding, 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 ding. You didn't write a lengthy email before we got here about who you'd like to talk to, right? Ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What a crock of shit. All right. We'll be back with more of this. Clean out the bullshit from your ears, and we'll be back with more.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Okay, back with Teresa Caputo, filling our ears with magical thoughts of dead people and... we'll let her talk.
Oh, hey! But here's the interesting thing. When spirit communicates, I also want them to communicate with personality, the way that they were before they got sick or left the physical world, because I feel that's the best validation for you that it is your loved ones. And your mother, she was such a giving person. And she said, don't leave until you speak to the brother. Do you understand that? Would that be your mother? But it's her.
No, she was quite the bitch. Yeah. That's why I stepped on her feeding tube.
It's her brother that's departed. Yeah, and you don't know this woman, but that would be your mother's personality.
Oh, see, now Teresa's got to make the connection.
Yeah.
So now dead people are talking to each other?
Mm,
yeah.
Of course.
Hey, don't leave until you talk to this guy. Well, why can't you talk to that guy? This is so convoluted.
Be correct?
Yeah.
And you're,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, she was like, I guess.
She shrugged her shoulders. She's like, oh, not really.
Brother says that you didn't get the opportunity to say goodbye.
That's correct.
So you were left with, I hope my brother knows how much I loved him. And I wish I could have been there more for him.
Yes.
But I didn't know.
Yes.
So know that your brother wants to take the responsibility of not you knowing that he was going to leave the physical world. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Do you understand? Do you understand? Say yes. Please say yes.
I want to hear your stories a bit. So what's going on with your brother? Just the backstory.
It's a very sensitive subject. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes. He was an international drug agent.
Have you seen the show Narcos?
Yeah, have you seen the show Narcos? Well, he was an extra in that show, and it's a very sensitive subject for me and my family.
He said, please, Dr. Oz, I take responsibility for my departure. Don't make my sister have to relive my death. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So no, I just got the goosebumps. Did you just get the chills?
Yes.
Know that that was your brother's soul that just moved through you to validate that.
The brother said, shut up, Oz.
You better shut up, Oz. coming up, piggy fronting you. I'm going to put my dick right in your mouth
next. Teresa squashed that whole thing when Dr. Oz wanted to dig in.
Yeah, she did. It's a very sensitive subject. Mm-hmm. This lady will say yes to anything Teresa asks her because she's just so enthralled by talking to Teresa. How do we know that? Because when Teresa said, "Do you know me?" she says, "Have we ever met before?" She says, "No, but I've been to many of your shows."
Uh-huh. So then Teresa goes, Hi.
Thanks for buying for the new Mercedes.
Chose, made certain choices for himself that ultimately ended his life. And those burdens were left with his sister. Even though she tried to help him, he kept her and pushed her away. Not in a mean way.
No.
Just in an emotional way.
Yes. Yes.
And ma'am, you were hesitating. She said, wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
Well, I actually dated her brother. Turns out he was gay.
I mean, before you said talk to my brother, well, I have three brothers, but some of the things you said to this lady pertain to me. Too.
And that's amazing.
And that's amazing. I actually wasn't talking to you. I was talking to her. God. This is crazy.
There's people here. What are the chances of you sitting next to each other? Correct?
I could tell you.
Yes.
Sam Hewitt.
Wait, what did she say?
Our next guest is coming on. He's very popular among some women.
What?
Teresa Caputo.
I only hear dead people.
Thank you.
Oh, Dr. Oz went in for the mouth kiss there.
He did.
Wow. Dr. Oz, it was kind of creepy. Oh, I thought this was the whole episode.
No, they're going to tell us just about the three only things we need to live longer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's listen to that. Let's listen to that. Why not? Okay. We're just rolling with it, guys.
Check out this guy. He's the world record holder for the most pull-ups in 24 hours. Today, Mark Jordan is trying to break a new record.
Pull-ups are really tough.
They are.
Yeah. And the older I get, the less I'm even interested in doing a pull-up. You know what I'm saying? Hurts my shoulder. Hurts my back. This guy's already at 7. I would be at half.
Right here in our show. And if you can hang on, pardon the pun, you can keep going. I'll tell you the fantastic reason.
Look, even he's tired.
Yeah.
He's the world record holder. He's at 10 and he wants to let go.
Reason why. But first, meet the national.
That's not a pull-up.
It's not. He was going. He was looking his head up.
He's not even close to bringing his chin across that bar.
A geographic explorer who traveled the world and learned about the world's longest living people. Today, Dan Buettner is going to spill the secrets.
Why is everyone excited about Dan Buettner?
From places where people live to 100. What's the secret? Secret to a longer,
the old Mediterranean diet.
Yeah, the old Mediterranean diet. Yeah, well, yeah. Listen,
it's healthy.
Everyone is looking for the fountain of youth.
Life. Dan Buettner thinks he has the answer. Buettner discovered places where people lived longer than anywhere else, up to 12 years longer.
I don't want those last 12 years. I don't want 100 to 112. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and
I'm
the
okay
people that live in these zones, you know, they exercise a lot. Like, they just naturally walk.
They walk a lot. Yeah.
And they eat leafy greens and vegetables and fruits. And, yeah.
There is one place, I think it's in Italy. It's a town in Italy where they have more centenarians, or whatever they call them, than anywhere else in the world. There's like, I might be getting this wrong, but if I remember the article correctly, there's like 60 people over 100 years old. What is common? They have stairs all throughout the village. Cars are generally not something you would take to anywhere. They spend their entire life in that village.
No fast food.
They don't need fast food.
Yeah.
They don't generally watch television. They're not sentient. They eat a lot of olives. They eat a lot of leafy greens, a lot of lean meats like lamb. Well,
they're sentient, but not sedentary.
Oh, yeah, sentient. They're not sentient, which helps. My chat TCB is 130. No signs of it slowing down. Sentient. That's what happens when you get to the end of a long day.
I know.
All right. How about we let this guy explain?
He tagged these places blue zones and then set about researching their...
Oh, this is what I was reading about, the blue zones.
Secrets.
Well, there's a couple blue zones.
Yeah.
There's a few blue zones across the world.
Yeah, this room is
one's
a blue zone.
One's in Costa Rica.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Health, nutrition, and lifestyle. Like Okinawa, Japan.
Oh, right.
And Sardinia,
Japan.
Italy.
Sardinia, that's where it was.
Where an astounding number of residents lived to the age of 100. And Ikaria, Greece, where he found 20% lower rates of cancer, 50% lower rates of heart disease,
and almost no dementia.
Jeez, I'm gonna live there.
Buettner used these Blue Zone practices to create a longevity blueprint, putting them into practice to improve lives around the globe. Places like Albert Lea, Minnesota, America's first city to go Blue Zone, losing a collective 12,000 pounds, slashing healthcare costs, and adding nearly 3 years to project.
Healthcare claims for the city workers declined by 50%. Mm-hmm. Participants added 2.9 years to the projected lifespan, and they lost a collective of 12,000 pounds in Albert Lea, Minnesota. Albert Lea, Minnesota, which is probably a tiny fucking town.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If you do put into practice some of the things, it really does help, but it's kind of common sense stuff.
I know, but common sense stuff is not always easy to do.
No.
Not in the world that we live in.
No.
You know what? This makes me thinking about maybe trying to do more research
possibly
on this.
Possibly maybe.
Possibly maybe doing trying to do more research on
lifespans. And California, where after 2 years of blue zoning, three beach cities saw a 30% decline in smoking rates and a 14% drop in obesity, proving small shifts in how we eat, drink, move, and think can create large changes in our health, happiness, and how long we live. Today, Dan shares his secrets from the places where people live to be 100 and beyond.
Dan Buettner is here now. He says that the secret to living longer is not just about the choices we make. That's surprising to me.
We tend to think of discipline and individual responsibility, but actually, if you look at these spry centenarians, none of them were ever trying to live to be 100. They never got on that difficult diet or bought the Stairmaster for their basement or called an 800 number for supplements. Longevity happened to them. They lived in...
You don't say. They're not buying the Stairmaster for their basement in Sardinia, Italy at 88 years old.
Or Ithaca, Greece.
Yeah.
Places where the culture made the healthy choice for them. And that's what we're doing around America right now in 23 cities.
Well, just to point out, it's spry centenarians. A lot of people say, I don't want to live to age 100. But these are people who are 100, but they look like they're 60. They're vital.
So the reality is the longer you've lived, the healthier you've been. So these 100-year-olds tend to live a long time and die pretty quickly. And part of the secret is they live in the right community. They create their own blue zones. We now know that if your three best friends are obese and unhealthy, there's about a 150% better chance that you'll be overweight yourself. So it's about building the right community around yourself.
That is good news, Chrissy, because I consider you a rather slim, fit, healthy, spry young lady.
Okay, and I you.
Well, thank you
not
very
young
much.
Lady.
No, I'm not a young lady, but I've often been accused of being a spry, healthy young lady, that's for sure. All right, well, I don't know how much more of Dr. Oz I can take. I mean, not that he's not giving out good information. Listen, even a blind squirrel gets a nut even every once in a while. But I've watched enough Dr. Oz to know it's a lot of snake oil. But this sounds great. Basically, what this guy is saying is if you're born in the wrong place, you're fucked. It's all about the geographic lottery. You know how much of your life, your wealth, your health, your happiness depends on where you were born?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Your education level, your access to funds, and your access to economic wealth and prosperity. A lot of it has to do with what lottery you won when your mom gave birth to you. That's it. Your geographic lottery. That's it. And so that reminds us all that it is a lottery and we have no choices. And those who don't win the geographic lottery, they also have no choice in where they are born. So let's treat each other with just a little bit of humility and respect when we do win the geographic lottery. Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. You can't see me because you're listening to me. But if you could see me, I'd be giving you a look right now. Right?
That's right.
Am I right?
That's right. You're right.
Okay. That's all I got to say. I saw some ice rolling around my town yesterday.
Some ice. You did.
Yes, I did. Some blacked out vehicles.
Really?
Flanked by some not blacked out vehicles. And I thought to myself, here we go.
Yeah.
It's here. I mean, I know it's here because I can read the news, I saw it and it just gave me a chill.
Yeah.
It's Gestapo type shit. And I'm not for it at all. Not at all. 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all at that phone number. Join in, jump in the conversation. I want to say a big hearty thank you to our friend Jenny, who sent us a lovely gift. I'll show it to you later, Chrissy. Sent us a lovely gift. Thank you, Jenny. Longtime listener. Love her to death. Say thank you to Marianne.
Thank you, Marianne.
Who I heard from yesterday. Mm-hmm. Who heard the little old commercial break on WBEZ in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Look at that. There
exciting.
You go. Thanks, Odyssey. Add the commercial break on Instagram, tcbpodcast.com on the web, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for all the episodes on video the same day they air here on the audio. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to
and
you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.